I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update.
U.S. President Donald Trump was joined by the leaders of tech giants OpenAI, SoftBank, and Oracle at the White House Tuesday when he announced a private sector investment of up to $500 billion to fund artificial intelligence infrastructure. Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite reports.
Together, these world-leading technology giants are announcing the formation of Stargate. So put that name down in your books, because I think you're going to hear a lot about it in the future.
Stargate will be a Texas-based joint venture between the firms. $100 billion in funding is committed for now, with more expected to come over the next 4 years. The announcement on Trump's second day in office follows the rolling back of former President Joe Biden's executive order on artificial intelligence. That had aimed to reduce the risks AI poses to consumers, workers, and national security. It wasn't immediately clear whether Stargate was a new venture or an update on one previously reported.
That was Reuters correspondent Julian Satterwhite. The Trump administration is moving to end all diversity, equity, and inclusion programs throughout the federal government. An executive order the president signed Monday on his first day in office ordered all staffers in DEI programs to be put on paid leave and eventually be dismissed. The order that dismantles the government's DEI initiatives could touch on everything from anti-bias training to funding for minority farmers and homeowners. That step is the first salvo in an aggressive campaign to upend DEI efforts nationwide that conservative critics consider discriminatory against non-minority groups such as white men.
This is VOA News.
Representative Elise Stefanik, President Trump's nominee to serve as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, faced questions at her Senate confirmation hearing Tuesday. The high-ranking House Republican told lawmakers she would advance Trump's America First agenda at the international body. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more.
Stefanik was elected to Congress in 2014 at age 30 and eventually became the fourth-ranking member of the House. Stefanik told senators her time in Congress would inform her approach as ambassador.
The U.S. is the largest contributor to the U.N. by far. Our tax dollars should not be complicit in propping up entities that are counter to American interests, anti-Semitic, or engaging in fraud, corruption, or terrorism. We must invest in programs to strengthen our national security and deliver results, to increase the efficacy of U.N. programs.
If confirmed, Stefanik would be the 32nd person to lead the U.S. mission to the United Nations. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
As some residents return to the rubble of homes destroyed in the Los Angeles area wildfires, experts are warning about the dangers of toxic ashes from burned objects. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani explains.
The blazes unleashed complex chemical reactions on paint, furniture, building materials, cars, electronics, and other belongings that turned ordinary objects into potentially toxic ash that requires protective equipment to handle safely. California State University professor Jackson Webster warns that you don't want to interact with them.
You could be being exposed to specific things such as lead and asbestos.
Experts like Lisa Patel with the Stanford School of Medicine are also concerned about where the ash ultimately ends up.
Because if the individual item itself is safe, it's probably coated with the chemicals from all the other things around it that have burned.
I'm Haya Panjwani.
A rare winter snowstorm across parts of the southern United States has unexpectedly disrupted life for hundreds of thousands of residents more accustomed to heat and hurricanes. AP correspondent Julie Walker has more.
Okay. In New Orleans, people were out and about in the snow, up to 8 inches forecast for some parts of the Gulf states from Texas to the Florida Panhandle. A rare frigid storm charging through Texas and the northern Gulf Coast all the way to the Florida Panhandle, closing highways, grounding nearly all flights in some areas, and canceling school for millions of students. Heavy snow, sleet, and freezing rain expected to move eastward through the region into Wednesday. I'm Julie Walker.
That wraps up this update. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.